Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population U.
We are thrilled to have you here, and we have a guest on the show whose unique talents from his TV show blend perfectly with what we do on Dumb People
Town. He has a very critical eye.
And knows how to break things down.
It's like we are going to serve up a plate of dumb and have him just dig into it. Adam Conover from the great show Adam Ruins Everything.
Hello, thank you guys so much for having me.
Adam, you ruined the world in the best possible ways. Because
what I
love about your show is that even in the best things in the world, there's always a shred of but.
Oh, here's a bummer, but let me break it down why.
Oh, yeah. We're going to overlook when it's almost like the best parts about what I love about Curb Your Enthusiasm is when Larry's right. Okay, here's the area that we're all overlooking because whatever social mores say we should overlook this.
Yep.
But you're like not so fast. You're like Lee Corso, not so fast.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, the idea that's just I ruin everything, but it's fun to learn about the sort of dark, twisted truth about the thing that you like. You know,
great facts, great information.
Thank you.
On every episode, I always walk away. It's like the example of Jay has watched his fair share of Vanderpump Rules, and I'll call him out on it. I'll fucking call him out on it.
Right there,
buddy. Patrick Ma.
Right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, dance with him.
You come out of that and you're dumber.
You're dumber.
You are less
it's
smart.
Like your brain just took 12 bong hits from a 2 foot
and sometimes that's what you need in your life.
Yes.
Sometimes
you want cotton candy.
That's right. But there are other moments when you need to feel like you walk away with a little more information. I feel like even just watching small portions of your show, I come away going, all right, I just learned something that, you know, that I never knew the history of circumcision as it relates to sex. And, you know, I mean, who's mad at sex? Sex is a wonderful thing, but here is the problem and here are the problems and here are the issues. And I truthfully, I really do love the show. It's on True TV. And you guys have a new season of it. You're in a little bit of a mid-season
break. We had 8 episodes aired from our second season. And then starting September 19th, we got 8 more episodes.
Right,
coming
guys
at you through the end of the year. Thank you so much.
You can catch it on TrueTV.com or with the app.
Watch TrueTV app.
So you watch TrueTV app and you can just sort of catch up and then come September 19th.
And there's clips all over YouTube. We got like 100 clips on YouTube. Just one of the little bits. But we do, every episode has, you know, we've got the little stories and then they all tie together into one bigger point. And there's like a storyline.
Had you been that sort of a person where you're like constantly questioning, why is this the way that it is?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up that way, and I've always been like an information sponge my whole life. Like, I just have, you know, I'm like a podcast. Like, I've read like every issue of The New Yorker for the past like 15 years. You know, just like, I'm just the type of person who, at a party, if someone was like, was talking about a topic, I'd be like, I think I read an article about that 5 years ago, and I think it said that, or whatever. I had that sort of, you know, I always, those sort of facts always stuck with me. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, as a comedian, I was doing stand up, and then as a comic in New Yorker, like, how do I get people to pay attention to me and you know, remember me? And I started just dropping stuff like that in my act. And
your thing is, even in your act, was it, because I haven't had a chance to see you do stand-up, but was it you would take ideas and subjects and whatnot that, again, that everybody else would be like, this is such a great thing, and then kind of pull the rug out from under it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always enjoyed, you know? The very first thing I did in my, I did our original topic about the diamond engagement ring, which is, you know, how the diamond engagement ring was tradition made up by the De Beers Diamond Corporation in the 30s to sell more diamonds.
Fucking
I told that, I read that article, I read an article about that in The Atlantic like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually was like, let me toss that in my act. And people would be like, I could feel the audience like shift.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And so that ended up, I was like, maybe I can make turned that into a web video, and then it turned into a TV show. So
I love it.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's a great thing. And again, we are, I think we have discovered this from doing this show, Dan Van Kirk. How are you?
Good.
That the world is getting dumber. It is getting dumber. I don't know if this is even one of the stories, but I saw this, and this was sent to me, of the woman at the, who pulled a gun on another woman getting school supplies over the last folder in Novi, Michigan.
Look, when there's a shortage of number two
in
pencils.
Novi, Michigan, which, by the way,
Novi, you know why they call it Novi?
Number six on the
number
train
six
stop.
Train stop.
That's right. And so it's, again, not a neighborhood or an
is
area.
Is that true?
True.
Yeah. Wow. See, now I'm learning something.
Yeah, you are. Not an area where you get a bunch of guns
gunplay at
the Walmart, but
you know what? I know people from Novi. Someone losing their shit like that. That checks out.
Does it check out?
Yeah,
for
that
you?
Is it
out.
Open carry in Michigan?
It might
no,
just
but she
be
was
open.
She was registered. She owned that gun.
She was registered.
And you wouldn't see that shit. Let me say this: you wouldn't see that shit in Livonia.
Yeah, okay? That's not some Farmington Hills action.
Look, gross point.
The world is getting dumber, and the only way we combat it is we make comedy about it. That's what we do. That's how we fight back.
So Dan gets stories sent in by our awesome fans.
We have not heard these stories.
Ears on the ground.
We have not heard these stories.
We have not. Along with Adam hasn't heard it, but Dan, you've got them.
I do.
Do you have a nice batch of
this
them?
This one's
for
fun. I'm going to be honest before we get into this. First, wait. I want to ask you, Adam.
Please.
You said you think you know what possibly one of the stories we might do today, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do the first one.
I just have a guess because I read a story about someone who did a very crazy, stupid, dumb thing.
How about we'll do this one, and then if it's right, tell me. If it's not, when we come back after the break, I want to hear what you think.
Because we still have two more to go after that. Okay. So let's do
Sounds
this first
good.
One.
I will be honest. This person is very dumb, but I'm also very impressed.
So you like this person.
Sometimes you're
this is definitely not mine.
Yeah, he knows.
What if it was and you're like, oh man, I'm going to really distance myself from Dan Van Kirk.
It's like if you walked into your kid's room and they had smeared shit all over the walls, you'd have to give it up for the fact they got it so high.
If your two kids got the couch into the pool,
I would be mad, but I would be
impressed. You'd also say, oh my God, they worked together.
Yeah, they did something together.
There's some teamwork there that I have to applaud them.
This was sent in by Whitney Abbott at Whittle Wabbit on Twitter. That's Whittle Wabbit at WITTLEWABBOTT. A lot of double consonants. What's that, alliteration?
I don't know.
Double consonants?
No,
when you begin
alliteration is when...
I know, but it's words. It's not... Okay, we're fine.
A bunch of consonants.
Lakeland, Florida.
Okay. WFLA. Back into the home turf.
Sure.
The area where all this stuff is born.
The motherland.
Yeah.
A suspect accused of... I'm going to lay it out for you, then we'll get into what happened. A suspect accused of stealing a van after riding a bicycle managed to get to a nearby airport and hop on the wing of a plane preparing to take off.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a day.
Planes, trains, automobiles.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say Grand Theft Auto. You have literally, you started out with a bike.
Yeah.
Was it John Candy? Was it?
Like the ghost of John Candy.
Seems like someone, I got to get to the plane.
I know.
Give me your bike.
Oh, the only thing to make this better is if the ghost of John Candy at the end of making fun of this guy came in and did his monologue from all right, I'm an easy target.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
You want to make fun of me?
Yeah. What kind of plane? Was it a small plane?
It had to be
plane?
Like a Cessna.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
We're going to do it.
I can do it.
Okay.
Maybe, what was it Commando? Where Schwarzenegger gets up inside a 747, he hijacks his way into one of
them. What was the recent Tom Cruise movie where he literally did the stunt?
MI3, right?
Where he climbs on the side of the plane and the plane
wings
takes off.
Yeah.
Of a jet. And didn't he do that for real?
Yeah,
he's
did
like,
it
I
want to
do
Tom
my own Cruise stunts. Actually climbed on the wing of a flying jet.
Yeah, he was harnessed to it, but he was holding on to.
No.
Yes. You never saw that movie?
I mean, I think
I got to get into Scientology.
Yeah, you do.
Is that how you have the power to do that?
Adam ruined Scientology.
I want Adam ruined Scientology.
We could do it. It's been
next
good.
Season. I want to be in that one. Because you do have some great guest stars, by the way.
Paul
F. Tompkins, phenomenal in the mindset.
Come on, write us in.
That's a
really
good point.
Okay, here we go. According to police, the victim, Alan Stokes Jr.
Wait, the victim is the guy who did all this stuff?
This is his first victim.
Okay.
The first victim of this man's
Alan Stokes. The guy he took the bike from. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think he already. Well, we'll hear. Alan Stokes Jr. of Orlando was working along Hardin Boulevard as a surveyor for National Data and Surveying Services.
So he sets up that tripod that looks like a camera, but it's not a camera, but it looks like a camera.
And
but
he's in the middle of the street, but he doesn't really need to be in the middle of the street, but he's going to be in the middle of the street.
What is he doing? Oh, he's counting the cars.
Yeah, it's all he's doing.
Exactly.
Like, you could do that from with the naked eye from the corner, but you got to set up a tripod that isn't really a camera.
Right? Alan Stokes Jr. I feel like he also told him, you got to put my employer's name in there. National Data and Surveying Services.
We're trying to get it going. We got a Kickstarter. Please plug it.
Stokes. Alan Stokes Jr. also sounds like he got up to rank third in bantamweight in the 80s as a boxer.
So mean uppercut.
Yeah. He had stepped out of his 2008 Dodge van and was removing tools from the rear of the van.
When all of a sudden.
When he said he observed the suspect. Here's our guy. Gregory A. Hawk.
Hawk.
H-O-C-H.
Hawk. Yeah, like the Hawk brothers.
Hawk.
Right?
Yeah. Like the guy who did Streetball.
The Hawk.
The Koch brothers is a different guy.
The Koch brothers, very different. Yeah. The Koch brothers. Different in the damage they inflict.
Sure. Right.
The Hawk brothers, very different.
Yeah, they just damaged.
Jonathan Hawk did Streetball.
Yeah.
Well, this is Gregory A. Hawk. He was riding by on a bicycle. The next thing the victim knew, Mr. Stokes, Hawk was in the driver's seat driving off in his minivan.
The next thing he knew?
Yes. Well, that's
to me, feels like he wasn't really observing the situation.
Yeah, I feel like Greg Hawk, he drove by four times on that bike.
I mean, if you're on a bike and you're trying to get to the airport for God knows why, hopefully we'll find out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you bike by a Dodge minivan with the keys, I guess the keys in
it. Probably running. That is
an invitation.
Jackpot for Greg Hawk.
You don't even think.
Jackpot for Greg Hawk.
That's an e-bike. That,
by the way, jackpot for Greg Hawk could also be a true TV show.
Yeah.
It could.
It's a game show where everybody wins money for one guy.
Jackpot
this guy.
So what do I win? You won nothing, but we're going to give $40,000 to Greg Hawk.
I love True TV because they take risks on weird shows like ours, and so I think they might actually do that.
Never jackpot know. For Greg Hawk?
Greg Hawk. Think about Greg Hawk. If it's true what Stokes is saying here, Greg Hawk literally went from bike, jumped off bike kept going, got
bike
into
is
van,
still going.
And is gone.
Bike is just down the street and going a little bit longer than you think it should.
Because he had that balance.
He had the balance.
He got off clean. You know what? Probably never would have happened in his life.
I'm going to say this about Greg Hawk. Stood up in the bike.
Yep.
Leg up over, so he's just both legs on one pedal.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just on one side.
Side saddling the
bike, and then just let it go as he
jumps. When somebody's water skiing,
Let
go of the rope and just come towards the dock.
That's perfect. Or side saddle, riding on a horse.
On one horse. Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Next thing you knew, Hawk was in the driver's seat, driving off in the van. Mm-hmm. Greg Mulvihill, they're really putting it to me.
Yeah, they're giving Mulvihill. It to you, Dan.
Was sitting at a red light when he saw Hawk jump in the van and take off. I feel like Greg really just wanted to be a part of the story.
It's like, I saw M-U-L. It. So I guess there were no more witnesses here.
I saw it from over there.
So you're right.
No witnesses.
Jay, you're right.
I saw it from over there. I'm not going to come closer. I'm just going to shout my statement over here.
Sir, what is your name,
I'm Greg Mulvihill.
I can't write that down.
I'm not coming closer.
Sir, you can come closer.
I got a thing.
We
got a thing.
But I did see him jump in the car.
Sir.
Make sure you get my name right.
I can't. What is the...
I'm over here.
Mulvihill. Mulvihill. This is his quote. From Greg Mulvihill. A guy on a bicycle literally threw his bicycle down and jumped in the van and took off.
Okay. That is straight out of an action.
Yes.
Quote, he threw it at another car. It exploded. And he got in the car.
It's just a little bike, but he throws it down.
Boom.
Massive.
It is a Schwarzenegger movie.
Michael Bay level explosion.
Quote, this is from Mulvihill. Louisville.
Mohoville.
Yep. Mohoville.
Mohoville. He's like Louisville. He's constantly telling people it's Mohoville.
Man, I fucking hate that. I hate the Louisville thing. I hate the Louisville thing. Louisville. That's not... That's Louisville. Not a pronunciation guide. That's just your accent.
Yes.
That's all Louisville. It is. I'm from New York. I don't say, no, you can't say it's New York. You got to say it's New York.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to pronounce it New York. It's just my accent.
That is right.
Because right. You're right. Because when it's a bat, it's a Louisville slugger, right?
Louisville slugger.
When it's a bat.
Yeah, yes. But if it's a town.
Is that true?
Yes.
But if it's a town. And the Louisville slugger was made in Louisville.
Right. But if they were here, they'd be like,
Louisville.
You have to sound like you're trying to not yawn.
I just have no respect for people from any city who have strong opinions about how to say things about their city. It doesn't.
If you don't live there and you haven't grown up there and don't have that accent.
No, it means you're having pride about the wrong thing about your city.
Yeah. Like you're can be prideful about the Louisville slugger museum.
Yeah, be prideful.
Like, be prideful about
that. If someone walks in and is like, I went to the Louisville Slugger Museum, not so great. Then you can step in and be like, hey man, did you take swings in the batting cage with Derek Jeter's bat? Well, then you didn't do the museum right. You can get on their back.
Yeah.
But you can't you be like, can't get mad at them for calling it the Louisville Slugger Museum.
So, all right, fine. Well, Mohoville said, I thought the guy was crazy. You steal a van in broad daylight? Who does that? Really? Who does that?
Great quote.
And pissed. He's pissed.
All right, guys,
who
I gotta
does
go.
That? Who does that? I'll tell you who doesn't do that. Greg Mohoville. It's Mohoville.
He's pissed off that guy made him witness it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, who does that? Who makes me watch that? How dare he make me?
I was sitting at a red light,
my business, thinking to myself, probably in the recesses of my mind, nobody's gonna steal a car. It's broad daylight, and then all of a sudden. This guy challenges. He's like Adam Conover. He challenges everything I think about.
Yeah. Yes.
In a broad daylight.
He's not even mad it's illegal. He's just like, it's improper.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's upsetting.
In broad daylight.
I don't want us to be a city where we stop stealing at night.
Yeah, exactly. How dare we take this to the daytime?
Thievery and sushi are two things that are only enjoyed when the sun goes down.
Agreed. At one point, Hach hit a curb and blew a tire, but continued for approximately 5 miles to the Lakeland Linder Regional Airport.
Okay, that's like, not a good call to be on a blown tire for 5 miles.
Okay, yeah. Right. He did it.
You know who wasn't done with this yet? Greg Mohoville. Greg Mohoville called 911 and followed the suspect all the way to the airport.
Vigilante style.
He's like,
I didn't want to do it.
He was yelling at him the whole way.
I have errands to run.
Who does this? Who are you? I had to know who does this.
I had to know.
I wanted to see who it was.
Who does this?
Who does that? Who does that?
Well, we have more quotes from Greg Mohoville. He literally.
I'm so happy he didn't drive away.
He literally nonchalantly walked through a garage, an aviation garage, and then got on the tarmac and tried to steal the plane.
Wait, by the way, is no one editing down his quotes at all?
No.
Like, no one's like, they're leaving every, like, double sentence word doubling
ready
back.
Ready for Greg Mohoville's favorite part? We're not done with this quote. The police got there and said, where's he at? And I said, he's right there on the wing of the plane.
Where's he at?
You know that the only editing they're doing is they're editing out of the amount of times he said, son of a bitch, and goddammit. I'll tell you, goddammit, the son of a bitch is right there on the wing of the plane.
You can't say that on a newspaper, sir.
This is the best day of Greg Mohoville's life. He's having a blast.
Kids, I'll get you back to your mother. Give me time.
She will understand this son of a bitch.
Right. And it's not his kids. He's not legal to separate. These are his nieces and nephews.
I will get you to ballet.
No,
practice.
You can't call them right. Or go to the bathroom. Right. This guy's on the goddamn wing
I
of the plane.
I told you to go when we left.
She, like, their mom had to work late, and yep. He was the last resort to pick them up from school.
Oh,
and
he is now
back to John Candy. He has Uncle Bucked these kids.
Yeah. Carpooling them towards danger.
On a high-speed chase.
On a high-speed chase. So he goes into the hangar.
So did Mulville also drive onto the tarmac with the kids?
He followed his ass all the way to the wing.
Just right. Plows through the gate.
All right, well, goddammit, we're going this way.
Follow right up. Dodging 747s.
Doing my duty.
Kids,
it's not your duty.
Legally bound to follow this guy.
No, you're not. Arrest,
citizens arrest.
No, you're not.
To which he would look at you in the eye and go, the hell.
The hell I am.
Well, I am.
Well,
I'm not.
So, and the hell I am. Like, sir, no, you are. I'm saying the hell. You mean the hell I'm not. No, the hell I am.
Well, now we're all confused.
We're on your side.
Lieutenant Eric Harper, who was nearby in a marked patrol car, responded to the area and made contact with Maholville, which means to me, Maholville is now running point on this investigation.
Everything goes through me. Yeah. I see that son of a bitch right over there.
I'm going to set up a triage over there.
I got jurisdiction over dumbasses in this county.
Why do you think I drove all this?
The FBI doesn't horn in on Maholville.
If you have a question for me, you take it to the kids. The kids then bring me your question.
I will sort through the questions. He's one of those guys who speaks in that sing-songy tone.
Yes.
You bring the kids the questions. I will sort through those questions. I will then answer those questions.
The kids will then bring you back my answer.
This is how it works when I run the point on something.
Oh, man. Maholville. At this time, Maholville pointed...
I love this guy so much.
He pointed out... And you know what? He really is stealing the thunder.
Yes, of course.
From Hawk, who is having a hell of a day.
Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the guy who is documenting
this. He's just the witness. He's been deputized by the end of this story.
We are not even talking about a guy who has hijacked this other... No pun intended, about a guy on a wing, but he's hijacked
his story.
Yes. Yeah. At this time, Maholville pointed to Hawk, who had run through a business, Double M Aviation, and entered the airfield owned by the city of Lakeland. Mm-hmm. The suspect made it to a ramp when Lieutenant Harper ordered Hawk to stop running several times as he ran around several planes. They now are doing a yakety-sax. Running around planes. Which is not a... It's not like a kitchen counter.
Go
ahead. No, you go.
Here's the thing, is I've done... So far, I've done all of this in GTA, in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
You do exactly this. You're on a bike, you hop into a van, just drive onto the airport, and then...
You steal a plane.
Once you drive onto the airport, the cops are after you, but you just got to stay along long enough until you can get in the plane and mash R2, and you're going.
Yes. This is this guy's plan. He is literally following everything from a Grand Theft Auto.
This is worrisome to me as a video game player, because you know, people say, oh, kids are going to emulate what they see in the video games, and I'm a little concerned. Yeah,
you're wearing a white beater. Well, the truth of the matter
is, he's got a huge afro and a clown shirt, and he's got some crazy. He really went to town on the character.
Really
creator.
Went to town. Yeah.
Well, the idea that I remember reading, and I've talked about this many times before. There's a great book about the entire porn industry, the entirety of the porn industry, written by Legs McNeil. Great writer, great author. And he talks about these two guys who tried to bust up this porn ring down.
In Florida.
Mm. And they're two cops who went undercover, and they went so deep undercover that like one of them couldn't come back.
No.
He could not come back from how deep undercover he was. Could not. He didn't want to.
I
like my new life.
Yeah, he kind of was like, no, it's Sal. So anyway, so he he did something outside of a grocery store that he actually got busted by cops, and then he kind of was claiming to be this character and just couldn't come back from it. Maybe that this guy's played so much Grand Theft Auto that Hawk is like, I can't
come back.
Yeah. I'm this guy. This is my life. I can't come back.
Yeah, he's too deep. I like the idea of them running around airplanes, because I was saying, that's not like a kitchen island where you can be like, get up. This is literally
going one way, then faking the other
this
way.
This is literally like a minute and a half of like... Shit, he went back. Like, you're just constantly running.
What kind of airplanes are these? Are these like American Eagle airplanes, or are these like privately
Cessna small, like maybe
flying lessons? Well, someone's keeping theirs in the hangar.
Yeah.
I didn't have it looked up, but Hawk then jumped onto the wing of a taxiing 1978 Piper PA-228R.
So the sounds Pipers small. Are like little private.
It was moving at
the
taxiing.
Yes. Jumped onto the wing.
It was running and preparing to taxi down the runway. Hawk started pulling the door of the plane to gain extra. So he gets up on the wing, is hanging on, gets to the door.
This is like when the Gibbon was on the wing of the Twilight Zone movie, right?
Yes.
Is that a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen that?
No.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, that's full. That's good.
Yeah.
He's pulling on the door to gain entry to the plane. Lieutenant Harper pursued Hawk onto the wing.
A Piper PA-32?
PA-28R.
Okay.
You looking that up for us?
PA-32 is a completely different plane.
Right. This is someone who's like, they just got their pilot's license. Like, I'm finally going to go out all by myself.
All by myself.
Okay, yeah, so it's little, a small, tiny little like prop.
This is my first time. I 100 hours in the cockpit.
Yeah,
and
the guy who's driving it is like, I'm fine, guys. I really, you know, and there should. And
just,
the
just like the
him.
Lesson.
Yeah.
But imagine that guy's radio call. Like,
something is not.
There's a man on your wing. You're going to have to turn that thing around.
Oh, they're just hazing me. That's just how they haze you.
Sure, guys.
Yeah.
This is the airport giving me the business.
That's how air traffic control. Your first time up, they always haze you.
Yeah. This is classic.
Jeff from Baggage coming up here.
Lieutenant Harper pursued Hawk onto the wing of the plane. And I, in my mind, Mahulville's right behind yelling, get him!
I told him not to. You need me to throw you a
No, I don't need anything.
I'll yell at you to get him. You go and get him.
I got an airsoft rifle if you want to.
he totally does. You are 100% on that. Oh, man, that's pro. He gets him on the wing of the plane. It's at this point, Lieutenant Harper gets on the plane, and he pulls Hawk out of the airplane just as he had gained entry.
Whoa.
Just came down the wire. Yep.
This guy, like, deserves
Jesus,
a, not
this
even,
guy.
This guy doesn't deserve a Purple Heart. He deserves,
that's
like, a
terrifying if you're in the cockpit of the plane, because you're so helpless when you're sort of, like,
yeah, you're
behind.
Stressed.
You're
driving a plane. Yeah. You're flying a plane.
I went up to the airplane and grabbed the suspect as he was entering the cockpit. The plane was running. The pilot was getting ready to taxi to the runway. Lakeland Police Lieutenant Eric Harper, our guy, said, I got into a struggle with the suspect and removed him from the cockpit. We fell to the ground, where I ended up eventually subduing him and taking him into custody. I hope that means ground, like, outside the plane. Like, this was like a Die Hard 2 situation.
Oh, yeah.
Hawk was transported to the Lakeland Police Department. Lieutenant Harper told the news the suspect admitted that he planned to hijack the plane. If I wouldn't have grabbed a hold of him, the suspect's statements were, after I arrested him, he was going to force the pilot to fly him somewhere. That's not how that works.
No.
They don't even say that he had any weapon or anything like that. He had $384 on him from what he stole from the Dodge van that he took over.
Who has $300 in a Dodge van?
He's getting tools out of the back. Maybe it's a cash business.
Okay. Everything's under the table with these guys.
True. Well, what's crazy to me is
all the survey. I didn't realize that the surveying business was the cash.
I forgot he's a surveyor.
Everything. Yeah.
I guess.
Dude, remember those good old days back when this story started?
Yeah. Talk about cameras that weren't cameras in the middle of the road. Dan, I get why you're impressed, because he made the smart choice of going to like a small airport and not like a major airport. Couldn't have done this at like an international airport.
I feel like we've said this a lot lately on other episodes of Dumb People Town. This seems to show up. The incident is something I will never forget, Lieutenant Harper said, I've never seen something like this in my life.
That is great.
Hawk was charged with two counts of grand theft, one count of trespassing, one count of burglary to an occupied conveyance, which is the airplane, and resisting arrest. I'm going to ask you guys now, how old? Ooh. How old is Gregory A. Hawk?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it?
Going,
oh boy,
bike, van, running around an airport, getting onto a plane, getting into a plane.
Can I just ask? I just want to know before I guess an age. Were there any drugs involved?
They do not list any drugs.
They don't list any drugs. That's crazy.
This guy can be high on life.
You can go first or last, or you can take the Tignataro slot and go second.
Right in the middle. You can take either.
Yeah. I'll take the Tignataro slot.
Okay, that's fine. So Jay, you go first, then Adam, then me.
Slot. This guy is
who am I if Tignataro is to take it?
Lays it out there. You got to follow
what Tig
her.
Does isn't good enough for
well,
me.
Well, we
my
always
God,
let people go first or last, and Tig was the first to say second.
I'll go second.
So that's the Tignataro.
Perfect. This guy's 42 years old.
42 from Jason Squad.
What do you think? It's a feeling.
Is it close or is it Price is Right style?
No, it's
closest straight up.
Not who goes over.
It could be over.
I always
it could be one over
right
and you're
style.
Good to go. Nope.
When it's not applicable. Okay, I'm going to say he was 35 years old.
35.
Why, and any rationale behind that?
I honestly was going to say 40s, and then, you said 40s, so I was forced
to. Forced you down a little.
Yeah, I was like a lower or higher, probably lower.
How old are you right now?
I'm 34.
Okay, so you kind of in his range. You're like, I kind of understand this guy. I relate to this guy. I would love to have that type of energy to be able to run down a plane.
I think
he is young, but he looks like he's way older. He's young, and he thinks he knows everything about the world. I think he's 26.
26 years old.
Wow.
The man who... 15. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, a.k.a. Bikes, Dodge Vans, and Planes, Gregory A. Hawk. And if you're listening at home, feel free to play along with us.
Guess right now. Pause it and guess.
His age is 37 years
old. Oh, yeah. Adam Conover ruins the age game. I love it.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Phenomenal. I love it. Here you go. One story down in the books. This is how we do it on Dumb People Town. When we come back, we get to hear what Adam thought was the story.
Yeah, that was going to be.
It still might be right here on Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Want to mention to everybody, we're going to just mention this from here now until February, until we sell this damn show out.
Until and we're mentioning a second show.
A second show, hopefully, we will do at the Bell House. We're doing a live Dumb People Town. So excited to be doing that on February 25th. It's a Sunday night. If you go to the Bell House, it's on our website, superscholars.com, that you can buy the tickets, or you can go to the Bell House website. If you go to it, just look it up. It's on the calendar. And we've got the girls from Guys We Fucked. I love those guys, Corinne and Christina. They are great. And to have them on the show, I know they have a really big following. It'll be really cool to pair that up.
They are super funny.
So
super
funny. And they'll be perfect for this show. Yeah.
Get your ticket because their fans are going to get tickets for
Link is live when there's tickets are already selling out, and we're so many tickets are already being sold. It's probably going to be before you know, you're like, oh, I want to go to that, and it's done. So
do it, and then we'll see if we can't schedule another one after that. But like we said, there are certain people who are perfectly suited for this show, and I feel like.
And I think we should remind people too, if anybody who didn't get to go or has already forgotten, Dumb People Townies get to become a real part of the show when we do a live one. Like, you know, bring some headlines that you've seen and stuff like that. And we took a whole group photo together with everybody when we did one here in LA, and we're going to do the same thing there. So it's a live show, and you really get to be a part of it, which is why we tend to call it like a Dumb People Town Hall.
Yeah. Essentially, it's what it's going to be, a Dumb People Town Hall. So Adam Conover, who is with us and can be followed on Twitter.
Yes.
At Adam Conover. Easy.
Nice.
Simple. Look at that. Easy. Do that. Follow that. And can the show be followed on Twitter as well?
Yeah, it's at Adam Ruins.
Okay. Adam Ruins. Follow the show as well. And again, check it out.
Watch You'll the show. Love it.
You guys will dig it.
Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
It's information.
Support True TV. We're on True TV.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on the show, Those Who Can't. And I love being a part of this channel. I did a pilot for those guys. They're great.
You know what's great about True TV? And this is, look, I'm not even here to promote the show, but I'll talk. What I love about it is that they're the only basic cable channel. They're in the 75 channel package. They're not in the 200 channel package. You get them with a basic, and they're the only channel that takes risks anymore.
It does new stuff like old
Comedy Central or old Adult Swim. Yeah. That's the place True TV is, and it's really exciting, crazy stuff they do.
I love it. And again, for a show like yours that has the information, but at the same time is super entertaining, and how it then gets packaged and sent out, I am a sucker for that type of programming. So a lot of our fans are as well. So check that out. Now, what was the story you thought? Because you just read.
Yes.
One.
Well, I was like, what is?
What could it be?
It is. I'm almost worried it's too. Maybe you guys aren't doing it because it's slightly too tragic.
Okay.
It might be. We'll still dig.
The story is, there was a guy at Burning Man. Did you hear about this? He ran into the fire. He ran into the Burning Man. They do the 40-foot tall
effigy of a man.
And I saw a wide picture. It's like they station people like a quarter mile away. Like you can't.
Yeah, there's two lines of like security or whatever.
It's
you
like
call
far.
It. Yeah.
How did he get through?
I just looked it up because I should look this up. He broke through a human chain of safety. Safety personnel.
Red Rover, send this person on over.
And then boom, right
there. He ran straight into the flames and then fell. I saw photos, but it's like he was like silhouetted, so you see him like trip and fall. Ooh. And he like fell into the flames and they're like chasing it. They're like trying to, you know, it's like
save him.
Yeah.
But you can't go in after him. Once he goes in, that's it.
I mean, you can only go so far. I mean, like.
It is called Burning Man.
Yeah,
I mean, I know, that is. I don't think anyone. We don't want anyone to die, but
It is Burning Man, but we don't want any men to burn, is really
right,
what
right.
I
yeah. Don't live up to the name of the festival.
Is there
please,
a way
people,
to do
that's
Burning
not
Man
the way.
Without the fire? Like, I mean, at this point, that's not really what it's
just
about.
Some LED lights. I know Burning Man is about no rules.
It's about the community. Yeah.
Community.
And, like, people
I have
like just...
friends that have gone up there, like old friends who are.
Moshe
Mike.
Kasher was a big Burning Man guy. He
Our
was.
Friend Andy
it
Woods.
Half of it to me has, like, I when I talk to people who go, I'm like, half of it sounds amazing. Like,
yes.
I like the idea.
Artwork.
Yeah.
Nakedness,
community,
yeah. Community.
I showed up with nothing, and I showed up with nothing, no clothes on, and in 12 hours, I had a place to sleep, I had clothes on, and I had food.
Friends,
yes.
Together, we all watched another person burn. I mean, it was like a full.
Come on,
is that bad? Is that wrong? Yeah? Half of it seems insufferable and very like uncomfortable. But
you have to go to that place in your brain where you're like, I accept all of this.
Yeah.
That's where you if you're going
I'm
up
sure.
to Burning
can't,
Man,
you can't go to Burning Man with one. Hint of a comedian's critical eye.
You can't go to Burning Man
and be like, who the fuck is this guy over here?
You can't go to Burning Man with just half of your clothes on. You got to take them
all off.
Yeah. Before you get on there and just wear like a gas mask. All right, well, that is not our story.
No.
Me, but that is a crazy story.
But that is. And then
you
is...
and I both had a story. So he had a story about the guy burning at Burning Man, and I had the story about the woman who pulled out a gun at the Novi Walmart.
All right, here's another one. Dumb People Town is finally getting its pizza place.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sent in by Kyle.
Which was Showbiz.
Spiker.
What was that? What was that movie? Did you see the documentary about the Showbiz pizza?
Oh, the band?
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
The Bears. The Showbiz pizza band. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That documentary was insane.
I didn't. I've not seen the
documentary.
But I was Googling this stuff, the animatronic band, because I know there are fans of the animatronic band.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I saw a guy who had, because there are people who are such fans of the band that they buy the old hardware.
Yes.
And this was a guy who had assembled like an animatronic wolf in his living room, and it was like an instructional video of like, here, I got one of the old records, and I'm going to turn it on. Uh-huh. But the robot had none of the clothes on, so it was just like the metal spike, and
scary
then it didn't have the fur either. It was just the eyes and the mouth.
Yep.
And he was just
terrifying.
Like,
terrifying.
Yeah. And the whole thing
absolutely
was like,
terrifying.
He was just doing a demo video of like, for other hobbyists, here's me turning on my animatronic wolf and using the original record. But it was a 10-minute
horror. Here's me turning on my animatronic wolf could mean a lot of things, by the way. That could be a guy jerking off
and
into
I don't
a plate.
Want to sound crass here, but I would rather see an actual person burn than look at that wolf. I'm sorry.
Or would you rather see Rock-a-Fire Explosion,
that's what
the documentary?
Like a Rock-a-Fire Explosion. Did you hear? You
there's
know why I was looking up
is name.
Because Chuck E. Cheese is actually retiring their animatronic band.
Why?
So the age of the animatronic band it's in kids' entertainment is over.
Yes. I think it was just too hard to like pack up all the instruments. And, you know,
the load in, load out's a bitch.
The animatronic roadies. It's just paying the animatronic roadie union was really
idea,
got to be out of hand. And
the
those guys,
idea that there's some poor, long suffering, like 45-year-old roadies hauling metal robots.
Damn it.
From
this
Chuck
fucking
Cheese
wolf
to
gives
Chuck
me an
Cheese.
Eye again, I swear to God. God. Fuck these guys.
God
your own
damn
goddamn
it.
Scarves, man.
They never carry their own equipment.
Prima donnas.
Put it over here. Put it over there. Get me an extra guitar. I swear to God, I'm going to punch this gorilla in his animatronic throat.
Say something, you son of a bitch.
That's right. Look at me funny one more time, and I swear to God, I'm going to kick you in your...
What's that? What's
that? I'm going to kick you in your giraffe nuts. Yeah, I'll put the microphone right here. God damn it.
So this story, though, was sent in by Kyle Spiker. Then he has American flag emoticon. Way to rock it, buddy.
Right on,
at TV
say.
Kyle. And I probably said his last name wrong, but I feel like I've done it before, so at least I'm consistent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do this in horrible newsreader speak because that's how they wrote it.
Sing-songy.
Breadsticks. Nope.
Breadsticks.
Breadsticks. Breadsticks and wings weren't the only sides available at a Papa John's in Washington State.
I love
Boo.
It when these stories begin with a joke.
Here comes...
Boo.
Like, this is what my mind hears after I hear that initial sentence. Here comes a garter snake.
Right.
Or a bowl of jizz. Like, it's a garter snake.
They weren't the only sides available.
No, right. I'm going to ask you guys the sides. I'm going to give you three options. I don't care if you all try to choose the same thing. Were the sides sexual? Were the sides drugs? Uh-huh. Or were the sides... some form of exotic animals.
Okay. I think it's drugs. I think because that fits the joke structure best.
I'm going to say drugs. I'm going to say exotic animals.
You're sticking to that snake
thing? I'm sticking to it. A bowl
cooked or live?
Cooked or live?
Cooked.
According to local law enforcement, until recently, an off-menu item at the pizza restaurant was cocaine.
Oh, look at that.
Follow the structure, Adam.
I love that an off-menu. Are they going to start doing like an In-N-Out thing? Like, what is this? I hope they keep the joke going.
Yeah. Yeah, is that like... I mean, off menu at Papa John's? I mean, I think you can get Coke at most Papa John's. I don't know why they're making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Can I get that animal style? A six-month joint investigation by the King County Sheriff's Office and the Police Department in Sammamish, like three M's in there somewhere, just east of Seattle, resulted in the arrests of five people, two of whom are accused of selling drugs. What did the other three do then? Yeah. If this is a drug bust, yeah. Are the other three like mouthing off?
Promoting?
Yeah. Yes.
Promoting drugs?
Selling drugs out of a Papa John's. According, do you think that franchise owner is like, we get a lot of repeat business?
Yeah, this is amazing.
I got customers that come in wow. 3-4 times a day.
Franchise of the month once again. Wow. How do you do it?
I'm just going to say that we have the most confident customers.
The poor manager of this place, because you know the manager is the one guy in the dark, and he's like, I keep getting invited to the national sales meetings because we're doing yeah. so well.
We're literally off the charts.
Yeah. You guys, you make me so proud every day. Thank you. They're making his career work. Yeah. And
he's
then,
like, I just wish I had half of the enthusiasm of our customers.
He's like, I walked in the other day, I had three customers cleaning the place.
Yeah. Picking up the booths, which are nailed down. I don't understand it.
They just kept saying,
cleaning the their teeth with their fingers. Just guys with a lot of energy.
Over and over. We go through a lot of Kleenex, though.
Cocaine off the menu.
According to the sheriff's office, in December 2016, Sammamish police received a tip that Papa John's employees were selling cocaine. Now, who knows that this Papa John sells cocaine, but then also calls the cops about it? You're saying that Venn diagram's got to be very small.
Also, it's the Pizza Hut across the street.
That's
going
right.
Like,
thank you.
Yes. They're like, all we're doing is selling meth. They're doing great.
Yeah, I'm hearing dominoes falling right now.
Wrong. It was Greg Maholville.
I went down to the goddamn Papa John's.
Sir, hold on. Sir, what's your location?
Sir, I'm out here right now.
Can you believe this?
Yes, we can, sir.
We can believe it.
Please don't say goddamn, sir.
I hear children behind
there are goddamn cocaine kingpins working at this goddamn Papa John's. Okay, see, sir, the okay. Son of a bitch right there.
Okay, sir. They were called. They were notified that a tip that they were selling cocaine. The workers would make the sales in the franchise's parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Undercover detectives were sent to the Papa John's and managed to buy drugs from two employees four different times. At least two more times than you need. Once to be like, it's happening. Twice to be like, it works. Three and four.
That's for the cops, right?
Yeah. That's the cops like, wait, we're hooked on this now. Yeah. What happened?
This is great pizza.
The cops are like, wait, before we bust it, we should probably survey this for another 6 to 8 months.
I can't believe this worked because this is the kind of thing. My mom would say this about like every business in my town growing up.
Selling
where
drugs.
She was like, no, it's a front. Because I go in there and there's never anyone in there.
It's a front. Yeah,
so how do they stay open? They're selling drugs.
Yeah, I love that your mom instilled it in you to ask the question, is this, what is wrong?
What's wrong with what I'm seeing?
Yeah, how come what I'm seeing
your
mom was like, there's something
truth.
Incongruent here.
Yes,
and I need to dig deeper. I love
that. My mom's a conspiracy theorist, and I try to keep it.
There you go.
You're and just I like, have made money off of
the
it.
The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, which I have a theory about that.
I feel that way about so much of LA. Anytime somebody's like, how's this place even a business? I'm like, it's a front.
Yeah.
Like, they're just laundering money. That's all. They're not selling. They're maybe not selling drugs. They're not doing anything. No criminal activity is happening there other than they're just laundering money.
So I have
money.
A legitimate question about this because I'm not a cocaine guy.
Anymore.
And I never have been. Never have been. I feel like it feels like a high-priced drug. You know what I mean? Who's going to a fast food pizza
place? But that's like
a
cultural association, right? You know, like...
The 80s.
Yeah, well, you think of... And
Wall
is that
Andrew
thing
McCarthy.
You say, you know, cocaine and crack, how those are treated differently.
Yeah,
and like,
right.
So if you said crack, if the story was crack instead of cocaine, you would have been like, oh, makes total sense. But then cocaine, you think of, you know, white collars.
But
and
crack,
like, you know,
meth, heroin... Oxy, even all that stuff to me feels like it could be being sold in a
Little Caesars.
Right.
Pizza.
That's the incongruous part. Why not a Little Caesars?
I think in like areas, so they're outside of Seattle. Maybe there is some sort of affluence there. I don't know. But like, I think also it speaks to maybe the grade of cocaine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
your Papa John's cocaine's not that good. It's good if you're in a jam and you need something really fast.
Cut
that
with
night.
Oxy. If you really, really want a lot and you just want to have a lot of cocaine and you don't care what right. it does.
I mean, we don't understand I don't know that much about the cocaine market. You know, despite, I know I associate it with Jeremy Piven types, but sure. that doesn't mean that that's what cocaine always is.
We
you
don't know.
Know.
I've
watched Narcos. That's about as I get on
that's
it.
That's it.
So the workers, they did this. What did I say? Two employees did it four different times with the undercover cops.
Great.
Quote, what the detectives would do is they'd order a pizza and go out and wait in the parking lot, Sergeant Cindy West said. The employee would bring the pizza out, and in the box would be cocaine.
Wow.
Guys,
that is
how pizza works.
Yes. We need a delivery system. Now, I have a delivery system.
I'm concerned about that delivery system because isn't the steam from the pizza
going to melt whatever
the cocaine?
Yeah. Or is
it
cocaine
a little moist or whatever? I mean, that's an issue with delivery pizza. Sure. You know, that's why it gets soggy because of all the heat.
Great.
Well, I would worry that if it was Little Caesars, because Little Caesars is by label hot and ready.
Yeah.
Papa John's, I don't know where. Maybe they're putting on that little tent comes in the center.
I don't understand hot and ready because hot and ready, that means old. It means old and sitting out.
It doesn't speak to quality of taste at all.
That, it means we made it a while ago.
Remember when Coors is like, the best thing about our beer is how cold it gets, right?
every beer is cold.
I think I do that part.
I can handle that.
Yes. I can make it even colder in the freezer. The best thing about that guy is his personality.
Investigators dubbed it Operation Extra Olives. The operation...
Well, now they're just having fun.
Right.
Well, get ready, though, because the operation, this is a quote, got its name because every time they'd order pizza, they'd say, give it extra olives. And when the alleged drug dealers ran out of coke, they introduced the detectives to their friends, according to law enforcement. So in order to get cocaine at this Papa John's, all you had to say was extra olives.
How many people got cocaine and didn't want it? Just wanted extra olives.
Honey. It's like a pizza powder or something.
Did they put Parmesan in a packet?
It's right next to
it on top of the whole thing, Ed. Sprinkle it on
right next to the melted garlic butter.
Yeah,
I think you just dip it in.
Yeah,
you're supposed to dip. This must be a new promotion.
It's like everything's coming up Mullover today.
Mullerville. You give me the cocaine. I talk to you. We give it to the kids. They are now hyped up.
Quote, when we went to purchase the drugs, they didn't have any, so they sent us to another one, West told the news organization. The same thing happened, so they sent us to another one.
Okay, I'm just going to say this.
Three Papa John's?
I guess, yes.
Can I say this? I'm assuming they're not doing their job that well as workers at Papa John's, although they have to do it to a certain level so that no spotlight is shown on them for doing shoddy work. So I am thinking of my own kids, and I'm thinking about how difficult it is for them to do their homework.
Do one task.
Do their activity. One task. These people are working at a Papa John's and making it seem like their everything is good.
Yes.
And they're running a side drug business on the side.
That's a lot.
Kudos for multitasking. Yeah. I'm just going to say that right there.
Multitasking. Yeah.
Well, Friday morning, detectives from the police department and the other police departments involved executed search warrants, including places at the Papa John's, according to the news release. Detectives ultimately found... I'm going to ask you guys, how much cash from this cocaine business
did the Papa John's
find?
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
They also found ecstasy, marijuana, oxycodone, LSD, and methamphetamines.
Sure.
Okay. So full
LSD,
service.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't really think of LSD.
Better pizza, better drugs, Papa John's.
LSD is a different kind of drug, I would think.
LSD
you know,
is like you're going to actually speak directly to Papa John right here. Sorry. So how much cash? You want to go
first
slot or you want to go first or last?
I'll take the tick slot.
Okay, good. I'm going to go first. How much cash was found there?
Randy Squire.
$9,000.
$9,000.
Jay, how much cash? I'm going to say $12,000.
$12,000.
I'll say
$20,000.
Whoa!
$20,000. Okay. $9,000 to me seemed like...
Between the search warrants executed, including the Papa John's, and I don't know if the other two, they don't even say, they might all three have been Papa John's.
Maybe.
They found $28,000.
Whoa!
Two for two.
And if you count that, I guess drugs three for three. I guess.
Yes, drugs three for three. The guy's on fire. Yeah. Extra olives, guys. That's all you got to ask for is extra olives.
Yes.
A lot of people.
So does that mean maybe the manager was in on it if the money was found at the Papa John's?
That's the thing I wonder. How many people working on a given shift
know about it?
Is this a Los Pollos Hermanos situation?
Right. Chicken Man.
The Chicken Man.
Mm.
I love it. That is story two, down in the books.
I don't think anyone was stupid in that story, I gotta say.
No, I guess. Although, if you are running it out of a Papa John's, which is a, you know what I mean? I feel like for drug buying and selling, you have to be somewhat nimble. If you're in the same place doing it at the same thing,
you're going to get busted.
Here's my two dumb parts. If the only way to get coke is saying extra olives, there's too many. Yes.
Because I can figure that out.
And the other thing was, if two people are constantly coming by and buying drugs and you've never met them before, and there are these cops,
you're not doing background checks. Someone needs to be like,
is the manager here? I'd like to apply for a job. Okay. Yes. Come back to the job. There should be a box at the bottom of the application that says, do you want the special job on the thing? They check that one. Wait here, and then
they just make special forms.
Yeah,
special forms.
So a lot of people apply for jobs, but we just haven't hired anybody.
Because the number one thing you want, like if you're addicted to drugs, you're good at filling out forms.
Totally.
Yeah.
You got to be.
So the thing I want to, has Papa John put out a statement?
I think he has to put out a statement.
Multiple
Papa John's this is happening at. Multiple franchises, money found in the restaurant. You gotta ask yourself, is Papa John himself implicated?
Yeah, well, is he the kingpin?
Well, isn't that what the song was? A Biggie Smalls. I love it when you call me Big Papa, Papa John.
There you go.
This is like the Wire situation where he's like Avon Barksdale.
He's all the way up.
We can't touch him.
Right. Papa John is up in the tower.
Papa John is just one of the corners. There's a lot of corners.
Don't sue me. This is fantasy. I'm just spinning out a fantasy. Please. I don't want to be sued by Papa John. I'm sure he has no involvement in the criminal enterprise.
I always say, we haven't said it in a while, almost every single thing we say, just put the word allegedly in.
Allegedly, and we're good to go. Yeah. So, you were saying, Adam.
He was saying. He doesn't want to get in trouble with Papa John. I get it.
All right, listen, Papa John, don't come after us. You guys stick around. We have a break, and then one more story, and then a voicemail from the friendliest TSA agent in the world at this point.
Yeah, he's lonely.
His name is Michael Kissick. He works at Midway Airport. We'll talk to him. We'll actually hear from him right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more dumb people town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Dan, you got one more story to take us home, brother?
I do. No.
Oh, by the way, we should say this because we are going to be, and this was, you know, kind of late announced, but for all of our Dumb People fans, Dumb People Town fans in the Austin area, we're doing shows with our good friend Martha Kelly. Kelly from Baskets, who I love
so much.
She's so
funny.
We did a show with her once at South By.
Yeah. We did, and she's so great. So she lives in Austin, and she's going to feature for us as we headline shows at Cap City this weekend. This drops on this Tuesday.
You guys will be there?
We'll be there. It's like the 14th through the 16th.
Thursday, so Friday.
That's a great club, too.
Yeah, great.
That's one of the best.
Yeah.
Great club, great feature act with us, and we always love being there. So all of our Austin peoples, come on out. We have, I think from the last time we did stand up there, maybe about 15, 20 minutes of new material that we've been cycling in. So we're super excited about that. Yep. Come out and see us. We'd love to see you. Cap City this weekend.
We'll write some new material about
that's right.
You.
All right, here we go.
Bring us home.
First thing I want to say, and I meant to say this earlier, Adam.
Yeah.
One of my favorite episodes from your show was where you taught everybody how jaywalking came to be.
Yeah.
And John Millhiser was in that episode.
Yes, John Millhiser. Yeah.
Good friend of mine. And
he's so funny.
It was all about like how they've, like, what would you say? They villainized people who walked in the street.
Vilified. The public street used to be a public place, especially in cities where, you know, anybody, you know, like people would play in the street. People would cross the street at any moment.
Water, like the
stickball in the streets.
And that's how you would
public
have
place.
Your sidewalk sale because the sidewalk was used storefronts and sitting.
And then you had people horse-drawn carriages and stuff, you know what I mean? But like, you know, everyone sort of coexisted. What happened was when cars came along, they started killing people because they were going so much quicker. They started killing children. It was considered a major scourge. Think about it. You're living in a world, suddenly there's this new machine, it's killing children on your street, right? What's your natural reaction?
well, we got to get rid of these machines that are killing people.
No,
you shouldn't be allowed to have them.
Punishing the people for staying in the street.
Yeah. And that's the switch. They were actually going to, they were talking about their campaign to have, like, you know, put regulators on cars so they couldn't go above 20 miles an hour, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so the car industry were like, said, we got to get ahead of this. And they started promoting the idea that they invented the term jaywalking, which before that had been a slur for a country bumpkin, who would walk around, like, look at the buildings, like, staring up. There's a great 99% Invisible podcast about this too, if you guys it was a great podcast. So they labeled the idea of walking not at a corner or not with a signal as jaywalking, and they started a campaign where they would, you know, they got cops to start yelling at people for doing it, and they would, you know, after accidents they would, you know,
blame the person.
And they would put out they started their own sort of news service where
called Fox News
close enough where they would send clippings to newspapers, but the clippings would blame the pedestrian for getting hit because a jaywalker was hit when they crossed the street
at the wrong time, etc. Can we stop all this street shaming?
And so then we end up with this world where now, if you think about how much space in our city is devoted to a place that if you're on foot, you cannot go there. It's a no man's land.
Right.
It's your fault if you get hit.
Totally. And I'm reminded of this great documentary called My Architect about Louis Kahn, who was a great architect who had plans to make Philadelphia the center of it, this incredible walking city.
Yes.
And this was probably in the 60s is what I'm saying. And he was basically anti-Semitism shot his ideas down, but there was a point in time where Philly could have been just this beautiful walking city, but they said no, can't do that. And maybe if it was an idea brought by somebody else, it would have worked. But again, talking about like being able to walk around in a public place, that would have been it. That would have been the new direction.
I thought of that episode because I was recently telling this to a friend of mine who hadn't seen that episode. I said essentially, anytime you've been to Disneyland or Disney World on their little main street, that's what it used to be.
Yes.
You could walk anywhere.
The Americana or the Grove.
That was the people's area to just walk around. And then they vilified people to be like, oh, you're an idiot if you're in the street.
Yep. And they could have built cities, you know, they could have continued with that sort of planning, you know, but we sort of made this big cultural decision to go with the car about 100 years ago. Everything will be all cars all the time. And in my opinion, it's like the biggest mistake, one of the biggest mistakes in American history. I mean, not the biggest, slavery would be the biggest, but you know, it's like up there. And now every city in the country is trying to dig their way out of it.
That's
like LA is just, you know, you look at the way people who are planning LA now, they're just like, oh, we screwed up this city. Mm-hmm. We made a massive mistake. Now we need to slowly reverse the damage.
Let's build mass transit, which never existed before.
Yeah.
Which you used for a while, Dan, when you didn't have a car.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one last story.
All right, here we go. Yes. Here's a sad thing. I don't know who sent this to me.
Okay.
I might have lost or whatever. So at me on Twitter or on Facebook and show me your tweet. Or
write us and follow us on the Facebook page.
I'll try to give you a shout out.
Yeah, the Facebook page has been growing, continues to grow. It's facebook.com/dumbpeopletown. Join it. Become part of the
community. Way over 10,000 people.
You will see all the pictures of all the things we're talking about here and all of the backstories.
The walking map is up. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Meet Tabitha Lehman and Craig Schultheis. Schultheis?
Something's going to happen.
I had a friend growing up named Adam Schultheis. He was a bass player in my high school band.
Really?
He really loved Primus.
Uh-huh.
Bass players did in 1998. And his name was Adam Schultheis. It was spelled exactly the same as pronounced Schultheis.
Well, this is Craig. Hopefully they're related because they'll have lots of stories to tell. The Florida couple, I picked this. It's short and sweet.
Let's hear it.
We're going to play a great round of Guess the Age.
I might
have
sent this to you, by the way.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Tabitha.
The Florida couple, their quotes are worth everything. I'm going to say a little at a time. If you're driving with kids in the car, turn it down for these quotes.
Okay.
The Florida couple was having sex in public around 3 a.m. yesterday when a patrolman interrupted their tryst, which was taking place outside a closed business in Largo. I don't know where Largo is.
Key Largo.
Florida.
Largo.
It's Florida. Florida. It is Florida.
Yeah. We'll be down by Key Largo.
Key Largo.
Yeah.
Lehman and...
Montego, baby, where do we go?
Lehman and Schultheis were not pleased to be interrupted by Officer Logan Ward, who reported spotting both defendants, quote, naked from the waist down, performing sexual activities on each other.
Oh, so they're both. So they're 69.
Or he's letting them each get a round in.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It has to be one.
Or he's just described sex like an alien.
Yeah, exactly. Performing sexual activities on each other in a rhythmic slapping way.
He got on top of her. He rolled over.
He was on top of her.
It sounds so much more perverse if you describe
Greg
sex.
Mulholville drove up. I'm looking. I got the kids in
I
the
mean,
car.
Who does this?
Who?
Who? They're naked from the waist down. Who doesn't take a shirt off?
Don't
who?
Write it down. Answer me.
I love that Adam's version of Greg Mulholville is mad at the guy for not taking his shirt off. Forget about the fact they're having public sex. He's mad that they're not enjoying the
time. Who does this?
What are you, Seth Rogen in a movie? Yeah. Take your shirt off.
Take an extra 10 seconds and enjoy yourself. What, are you ashamed of your body?
Part of it is skin touching skin.
It's kids. 2017 body positivity. Hello? God damn it.
See, sir, that's too bitches. Long of a quote.
Too much. Too, yeah. We'll put most of it in because we don't edit it.
I'm
going to
put most
script,
of it. I got a word count.
You know what? We'll put it all in.
Put it all
Greg
in.
Mulholville will throw the whole damn thing.
They don't have to read every word.
Schultheis, Logan noted, repeatedly explained to the police officer that he was, quote, here it is,
tapping that ass,
just trying to get a piece of ass.
I knew it. I was so close.
Sir, officer, that's Jesus all I'm blood. Trying to do. That's come all on. I'm trying to do.
Can't a brother get a piece of ass?
I'm just I'm asking. Trying to get a piece
officer,
of ass.
Isn't that what we all want?
Yes.
I mean, I
asked you in the court of public opinion. If given a chance to get a piece of ass, why are you trying to stop the ass train from pulling into the station?
Officer, we've all been there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I just picture Craig Schultheis as the cop comes up, cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
Well, can I talk to you? Just come
get over here.
Come here for just a minute, officer.
First of all, get out of the woman.
Yeah.
Get out of the
cigarette
woman.
Cigarette in his mouth. Look, man. Look, come here. Dude. Oh, all right. I'll put it out. Look.
I'm just trying to get some ass.
It's been a long time for me. It's been a good 6 months.
If you knew what I know about me,
this is
and a woman said to you, "We doing this at 3 a.m. in front of a business in Largo."
Yes, it's not.
You say yes.
Right.
I don't
this
have a
victim,
shot during day hours.
This is a victimless.
Go listen to him. I watched
Greg Mulholville. I got a car full of kids. I'm taking off for carpool.
For her part. Tabitha Lehman repeatedly declared.
She put it in layman's terms.
Yep. Oh, you have no idea.
Layman.
She repeatedly declared to the officer that she was, quote, just trying to get her pussy eaten out.
That's all she was trying to do.
That's all I'm trying to do.
You done talking to him? Come over here. I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to do.
I was trying to do. I'll tell you what I was trying to do.
Our pens aren't even out for statements yet.
I'm just trying to get my pussy.
I forgot to read you the headline. I love it because it almost seems like including these two people, even the person writing this article is mad at the cop. Killjoy cop ruins Randy, Florida couple's X-rated 3 a.m. public tryst.
Ruins
like they're mad at the cop.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Let him finish
come
it.
Come on,
man. In the world we live in, this is free. No one's looting. No one's pulling a gun on anyone at a Walmart.
Right. You just love it.
They are
free
just,
love.
It's it.
Sex and cigarettes, same time. Alcohol may have played a role, no
really?
Shit, in the pair's public display of affection, which resulted in the arrest of Lehman and Schultheis for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. The pair was released from jail Monday after spending about 9 hours in custody. Now,
why could they have done this in the parking lot of a Papa John's?
I know.
This is
extra
where
olives.
It gets really fun.
Olives.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of these two.
Ooh.
And for a few months each year, they are the same age.
No.
So I'm going to make you guess their age after you get to look at the
and
two
remember,
of them.
Remember, guys, you have to go onto
they
the have to
the
go onto the
same
Facebook page.
Age.
Yeah, if you want to see who they are, you got to join the Facebook page.
And if you had to guess which one of them got to finish, you can tell by their expressions.
Oh, my God.
Okay, look at these two. This is going to be on the Facebook page. Look at these two.
She looks so happy.
Yeah, because she got to get done.
Yeah, she got her pussy eaten.
She finished. She done finished.
All right. Adam, you can pick your slot. Okay. They are the same age for a couple months every year.
They're the same age. I'm going to say...
How old are Tabitha and Craig?
39.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
That's some hard living if you look at those guys. 39? Those,
well,
those
they
guys...
live in Florida, so I was I was rounding down 10 years these guys for Florida life.
How old are they?
They're 46.
I'm going to say they're 53.
Wow.
Someone in this room...
is right.
...is dead on the nose.
My money's on Conover. He's been right all day.
All day.
All day here.
Yeah.
Killing
okay,
it.
Okay, Adam, tell us one more time what was your number?
39.
39. Randy Sklar?
53.
Jason Sklar?
46.
46. All right, everybody, feel free to play along at home. Get your answers in.
Mm-hmm. Check the
Craig and Tabitha.
Page. Oh, God.
You've seen them.
I've seen them.
Post-coital.
I can't unsee it.
They are 46 years old.
Yeah, very nice job.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah.
They look 53.
I felt it. I felt it. We're Randy and I are turning 46.
Let me just say this: if you are these people, my advice to them is please just find a dark area in a park and do that. Like, no one will be mad at you if you're just out of the way where other people can see you.
Their mistake was doing it in front of an old business.
By the way, it's
business.
Florida too. Do it on the beach. Like, just at night, no one's going to stop you. Just again, find an area.
All you do.
You should not be stopped from having pleasure. This is a wonderful thing. You guys exploring each other's bodies is a wonderful and beautiful thing. Just do not do it out in front of a business.
All you have to do is be like, let's go around here.
By the way, they got so much of it right, okay?
Yeah.
They both liked what each other were doing to each other, okay? They
it was totally consensual. Totally this is not a Cosby situation.
It was a great time.
So they were both consensual and 3 a.m. Great time to do this, okay?
Yeah. It's not in the daytime, which Moloverville would have hated.
So you but just find a better location. All right, before we get out of here.
We got a voicemail.
Got a voicemail. We did mention earlier in the story we had a guy
climbed on a wing of a plane.
And I would love to hear if Michael Kissick, the world's nicest, kindest TSA agent, got his hands on Gregory A. Hawk.
Or had to deal with that guy.
How would he have handled that situation? And we have a voicemail from Michael Kissick just letting us know what he would have done in that situation.
Hey, guys. Michael Kissick here calling for the Sklar Bros. Mr. O'Hare only. You guys never come down here to Midway Airport and say hi, but it's all right. Neither do my daughters. Anyway, wonder where they're at. You think they call it? Doesn't matter. Heard the story about you guys talking the guy who came through on the plane. I tell you, if we had one of those, I would have bear hugged him. I would have ran up behind him and bear hugged him and said, you know, you don't have to live this life. All you need is a friend. And sometimes maybe you're running from something more than, you know, maybe you're running from your daughters and you got a friend named Coors Light, and Coors Light doesn't care. But I'm not saying that applies to this guy here. I'm just saying I'd have given him a long hug, you know, and said, I'm here to sponsor your new life. Actually, on Labor Day, I worked last Labor Day, because, you know, TSA stands for they don't sleep anywhere. We had to work that day, and we had a guy come through here, and I gave him a pat down, and then I gave him a nice firm handshake, and it was the first time in 2 months someone looked me in the eye. I like that, but maybe that'll happen again. I'll be working Thanksgiving as well as Christmas and the day after Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, because, you know, what's the point of having a tree for one? All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. You know, maybe come on Flight Delta. We do one of those every once in a while through Midway. Bye-bye.
This guy's got a lot going on.
Had he hugged him that hard, though, and told him that story, he probably would have started crying.
Hugged the angst out of him.
That's sad.
Maybe Greg Hawk, starts crying. I know it's a sad voicemail.
What is it about TSA agents when you're going through the airport and you see a TSA agent? I always think about their humanity more than most people I interact with, where you're like, when you're handing your thing over, you're like, where does this person live? What's it like working at the airport?
Michael Kissick gives us a window into those people. That's why we love him, and we love Adam Conover. Again, the show is called Adam Ruins Everything, and you have a podcast as well.
I have a podcast, the Adam Ruins Everything podcast, where I talk to fascinating
fascinating experts, the scholars and journalists and people like that. People we have on the show, I talk to them for an hour and get into their really awesome work. Just talk to an English professor about grammar.
Nice.
Just talk
love
to some lady about mammograms, a wonderful doctor. So
what about mammogram? What about mammogrammer? Have you talked to someone about that? That's the grammar around mammograms.
We need to do some mammogram anagrams.
I know. All right. Well, thank you, Dan. We'll see you guys in Austin this weekend. Oh my God, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.